So basically, the Shach says, Mi Mishnah Yisera Kamashmalan, that Rashi holds like the Rabbeinu Chananu. In other words, it's only mutter lechatchila by a case of Ishvi Isha. If it's just the woman urinating in the pot, so then it's going to be Tameh Mishum Kesem. That's the way Rashi is understood by the Shach. Now, we can say that that's not the Pshat in Rashi at all. We could say like this. Rashi perhaps means that since there's a Mishnah Yesera, that's Megala, that the entire Mishnah is L'chatchila Ka'amar. No? The fact that there are extra words in the Mishnah, right? The Gemara proves that we don't need the whole sefer of the Mishnah of Ishvi Isha Shasut Tzrachehen, because if it's going to be mutter anyway, according to Reb Yossi, so certainly it's going to be mutter in this case. So we could say that the Mishnah Yisera teaches me that everything is l'chatchila, which would mean that it is not even Tomei Mishum Kesem, which is that it's going to be Tahar Legamri. And in the Sidri Tahara, the Sidri Tahara Tainas, that the footnotes on my Shach over here, note 7, points out that if you look in the Mordechai says that even in the Reisha it's Mutar L'chatchila, and the Sidri Tahara says that that's the Pshat in Rashi also, and there's a Tshuvos Panim Mi'iros who says that that's the Pshat as well. Effectively, this ends up being a methodological point. When you have an extra line in the Mishnah, and the Gemara says that means that this is L'chatchila, does that mean that everything is L'chatchila? Again, L'chatchila meaning it's not even Tamei Mishum Kesem? Or does that only mean, in this last case, the Shach is taking a narrow view of this? And, I'll take your question one second, Yoni, the Shach also says that he has a Yerushalmi that assumes that we hold like the Rabbeinu Chananel, which we'll talk about in 1 minute. So effectively, the Shach Lahalacha is paskening straight like the Rabbeinu Chananel, nothing to talk about. He says it's Muchach in the Gemara, like Rabbeinu Chananel, meaning that when a woman sees Dan Bahashtana, no matter what, there is going to be Tum'as Kesem. That is the Pshat of the Shach Lahalacha. The Shach says this clearly in Simin Kuf Tzadi Os Memdalet. The Shach says that I have a Beferisha Yerushalmi that you're Tamei Mishum Kesem. Now, Yoni has a question, and after Yoni's question, I'll finish my thought. I should finish my thought. You're so kind. Okay, so the continuation to the thought goes like this. The Yerushalmi seems to have nothing to do with anything. Again, this is all my Shulchan Aruch is very good. Like, he flies. He does amazing stuff. So, my Shulchan Aruch points out that the Lashon of the Yerushalmi is... You know what? Maybe I'll say this after Yoni's question, because this Yerushalmi will take us into the next point, which I want to make. Yeah?
I don't understand how Tamar L'chatchila means Tamar Mishum Kesem. The Lashon of L'chatchila, it's been pointed out...
So the Gemara says L'chatchila is in terms of whether there's Tum and Tahara, etc. But presumably, the Shach is saying that, one second, if it's Tamei Mishum Kesem, so of course it's going to not be L'chatchila, especially because Ksamim is modeled after the Dinim of Taharos. So it just doesn't make sense that it should be Tamei Mishum Kesem and still be called L'chatchila. That can't be. Right? The concepts seem to overlap. Kesem is modeled after Taharos. The Gemara says L'chatchila means it's not even Shulanya Taharos. L'chari, that means it's not even Kesem. I think that's what is... The Hagos Maimonios seems to assume, right, but that Hagos Maimonios is like the collector's item over here. right? That's the highly... generally speaking, kesem is modeled after dinim of tumah tahara. To assume that she's tumei ala baila, but not that there's a halach of tumah tahara, is unusual. Fine. So far is the easy part of the sugya. Now comes the hard part of the sugya. Ready? The Gemara on Yud Dalet Amid Beis quotes the same machlokas between Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi regarding an Isha Sheras Adam B'Hashtana. And the Gemara says that the sugya on Yud Dalet Amid Beis, the Gemara on Yud Dalet Amid Beis says that if I hold like Rebbe, if I hold like Rebbe Meir, that Ras Adam B'Hashtana Omedes is going to be Tomei, that means that I have to hold like Rebbe that that an Eid She'eino Baduk is also going to be Tomei Min HaToya. But if I hold like Rebbe Yossi, presumably there's no Tumah on Eid She'eino Baduk. Let's review some terms. An Eid is a B'dikah. An Eid HaBaduk and an Eid She'eino Baduk have different halachos. The halacha of an Eid HaBaduk is, if the cloth was checked beforehand, the halacha is that any tiny amount is going to be metame. By Eid She'eino Baduk, it's not abundantly clear what the halacha is. I'm assuming whoever this is Meiko Talami to use it. That Eid She'eino Baduk, if it's not checked beforehand. So there's a machlokes in the Gemara on Yud Dalet Amud Beis. Rebbe says it's Tamei Nishom Nida. Reb Chiya says that there is Kesem. And then the Gemara says somehow that it depends on our machlokes between Reb Meir and Reb Yossi. And this Gemara is entirely mysterious. First of all, we have to define the terms. What is an Eid She'eino Baduk? What does it mean that it's not checked? Now, it cannot mean that it is presumed to be dirty. Because if the Eid is presumed to be dirty, for example, the Rishonim say, if I take it out of the garbage, it's presumed to be dirty. So the Kahai Gavna, any dam that I find on it is al karkacha going to be attributed to the dirt that was on this cloth from beforehand. So it cannot be what we call an eid miluch, miluch lach. Right? It can't be that it is dirty entirely. It can't be an eid ba'ashba. Not possible. Rather, the Mishonim say, it's what we call an eid beinoni. Now, Tosfos understands that Eid She'eino Baduk means it was not checked immediately before it was used. According to Tosfos, in order to be called Baduk, I have to check it immediately before I use it. The Rashba, in his Chidushim, says that if I checked the cloth at any point in time, so by definition it is called Eid HaBaduk. Because if I check it and I leave it in a place, if I leave it in a box afterwards, so presumably it remained checked. There is some discussion in Achronim, let's say according to the Rashba, I check it and then I leave it just out in the open air. Do I have to worry that maybe a macholes, maybe a bug, got on it? And in the Orech HaShulchan, he's machmir on this. But the book Shari Tahara that I have by my seat in the Beis Medrash, he says the only concern is that you're killing a bug when you wipe with this aid. We're never worried, but think about it. Do mosquitoes ever just land on your clothing and leave red spots? It don't work like that, right? So it's not misdaber that if I checked the cloth once, and then I leave it out. Again, out in, not in a place where it's likely to get dirty, but out in a place that it's not likely to get dirty, that's also going to be okay. So let's chaz. Eid Beinoni is our discussion. There's an Eid HaBaduk, Eid She'eino Baduk, and Eid L'Luchlach. Eid L'Luchlach, everything can be attributed to it, no matter what. It was dirty beforehand, presumed to be dirty, nothing to talk about. So that's not our conversation. Eid Baduk can mean one of two things. The Rashba holds, and in Shulchan Aruch, in Kuf Tzadi, Se'if Lamed Ches, we paskin straight like the Rashba. The Rashba says that the definition of an Eid Habaduk is, I checked it once. I checked it and then I put it away in a safe place, or I put it away in a place that it's not likely to be unsafe. That's the Rashba. That's how we paskin. Tosfos has a different definition of Eid HaBaduk versus Eid HaBaduk. According to Tosfos, to be Baduk, you have to check it right before you use it. If I checked it a while ago, that is not a Baduk, according to Tosfos. That's called Eid She'eino Baduk. So far, so good? Now, we pointed out that Shulchan Aruch in Se'if Lamed Ches basically paskins like the Rashba. Now, what's the halacha by Eid She'eino Baduk? The Gemara has a machlokas between Rebbe and Reb Chiya. Rebbe says it's Tamei Nida. That means it's Tamei Min HaTayra. Reb Chiya says it's Tamei Kesem. And then the Gemara compares it to our machlokas, Reb Meir and Reb Yossi, about Rav Sadat Bahashtana. And we know that in the machlokas, Reb Meir and Reb Yossi by Rav Sadat Bahashtana, we know that over there we paskin like Reb Yossi. So now I end up with different shitos in Rishonim, a very extreme machlokas about how I paskin. On the one hand, the Rashba says, well, if I paskin like Reb Yossi, so therefore an Eid She'eino Baduk, right, is going to be tahar. Just like Rav Sadan Bahashtana, we paskin like Reb Yossi is tahar, so also Eid She'eino Baduk is tahar. Categorically tahar. It don't matter if I find a stain that's agul, I find a round stain. It don't matter if I find a stain that's mashuch. Mashuch sounds like it came from her body more. No, it's like, there's a streak, there's a line. It sounds like it came from her body. Rashba says, Eid She'eino Baduk is tahar, end of conversation. Little math is that. Rabbeinu Chananel in Tosfos on Yud Dalet Amud Beis says, you know what? The Gemara in Yud Dalet Amud Beis was pilpoling more within the position of Reb Chiya that Eid She'eino Baduk has the din of a kesem. If that's the case, Rabbeinu Chananel says that we paskin Eid She'eino Baduk has the din of a kesem, and we also paskin that Rosh Adam Bahashtana has the din of a kesem. No? Rabbeinu Chananel would say that both the dinim in Kuf Tzadi, Sif Lamed Vav, Lamed Zayin, Lamed Ches about Eid She'eino Baduk and the dinim of Rav Sadan Bahashtana are the same, because the Gemara says that they're the same, and therefore there's going to be Kesem by a case of Rav Sadan Bahashtana. And that seems to be what the Ramah is paskening like, no? In Kuf Tzadi Aleph. Because the Ramah, right? We read the Ramah says, Tamei Mishum Kesem. Now, there is another position, however, of the Rambam, and like we pointed out many times, Judaism is a beautiful religion, and then the Rambam came and he made problems, no? The Rambam paskins that Age she'eino baduk. What's the halacha? Perek dalet halacha yutes in the Rambam. Tomei mishum nida. Right? The Rambam says it's tomei mishum nida. That means he paskins not like Reb Chiya, but like Rebbe. And the Rambam in Perek Hei Halacha Yud Zayin by Rosh Adam Bahashtana paskins Tohar Legamrei. So the Rambam, by the way, we'll have to talk about what Tami Nida means. Tami Nida according to Rebbe means only if it's Yoser Mikhe Gris. No? That's very important. Only if it's more than the size of a bean, whatever that is, we spoke about in our youth. So the Rambam contradicts himself. Apparently, the Rambam feels that although the Gemara makes a comparison between Ra'as Adam Bahashtana and Eich Eino Baduk, La Halacha, says the Rambam, it's not true. You see, Eich She'eino Baduk means I have a cloth that I never checked, but it's not presumed to be dirty. Right? That's why the Rashba says it. Eich She'eino Baduk means I never checked this cloth at all, but it's not presumed to be dirty. Says the Rambam, what's the likelihood? I check myself with this cloth. I didn't know there was dirt on it beforehand, so I can't be toilet. Rather, I assume that the dam came mimena. I assume that she's really Tamea. So the Rambam says, Eche no bado, am tome nida doiraisa, by Yosei Mikigris. The Rambam says, you did a bedika. What are you going to tell me? That maybe there, right, you're going to tell me that the dam didn't have a hargasha? There is a chazaka. That dam came by hargasha. Therefore, you tell me, min ha-taira, according to the Rambam. However, by Rasa dam bahashtana, my concern that you're tamei is because mei raglaim hadar l'mokav osi dam. That's highly unlikely, no? Highly unlikely. Therefore, the Rambam says, by Rasa dam bahashtana, you are tohar in Gansen. So again, for the Rambam, although the Gemara made a comparison, the Rambam rejects the Gemara. And the Rambam paskins that I split between Eich She'eino Baduk, right, where I am Tamei, and, right, Tamei Nida, and what's it called? And Rosh Adam Bahashtana, where for the Rambam you are Tohar Legamrei. Yes, sir. So, the Gemara tells us on Yudalad Amid Beis that according to Rebbe, Amnida min ha-toira, if there's more than a gris. Less than a gris, I'll assume that there was a ma'acholas beforehand. Usually, oso makom is bodukate a ma'acholas. Usually, there's no lice around the vaginal area. But, when they have an eich she'eino baduk, it's more likely that it came from a ma'acholas than it came from anywhere else. Right, but once it's Yosef Mikigris, I can't be Tolan Macholas, so that's when it's going to be a problem, Min HaToira, according to Rebbe, and that's how the Rambam paskins. Okay. Now, Ravid and the Yesh Mefarshim in the Rashba and the Teres Habayis say similar to the Rambam, but not exactly the same. You see, the Ravid assumes, does it help at all if I put it on the board or it's too faint?
It's a little faint, but I can.
Okay. The Ravid, right, in the Ba'alei HaNefesh, in Shar HaKesamim, Simin Gimel. No? The Ravid, it's on page 77, going over to 78, in this edition of the Ravid. The Ravid says that we pass in like Reb Chiya. That means Eid She'enol Bado is going to be Tomei Midrabanan Yosef Mikigres. Right? Not like the Rambam. The Rambam says you're Tomei Menatayra Yosef Mikigres. Ravid says you're Tomei Midrabanan. Now, the Ravid is also splitting between Rasa Dam Bahashtana and between Rasa Dam Bahashtana and Eid She'eino Badok. By Eid She'eino Badok, the Ravid assumes that you're Tomei Midi Rabbonon. By Rasa Dam Bahashtana, the Ravid assumes that you are going to be Tahar entirely. Against the Rabbeinu Chananel in Taisus and against the Psak of the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, who passes like that Rabbeinu Chananel, that everything is equated. Then he writes, V'loihi, Af agad b'hahi halacha k'reb Yosi, b'ha halacha k'rebi mishum d'koy rebchia b'shit haseh d'mitami mishum kesem. Right? In other words, the Ravid is saying a pasuk Reb Chiya that is interpreting Rebbe as being Tomei Mishum Kesem. V'shaklin v'tarina nalibid Reb Chiya al mehilchus hakavosei. What this means is as follows. Eid she'eino badok b'yosei mikigris. There's a machlokes, Rambam and Ravid, whether you're Tomei min ha-Torah or not. Says the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch, in Sif Ayin. By the way, in the Shulchan Aruch Harav and Hilchos Nidum, when we quote the Sif in the Alter Rebbe, we mean the Sif at the bottom. The top is just cut and paste from the Shulchan Aruch of Rabbi Yosef Karo. In the bottom, he is the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. So the Alter Rebbe in Sif Ayin paskins as follows. He says, you know what? According to the Rambam, if I have Mashuch, I have to be Tomei. Because the Rambam, again, what's the Rambam saying? The Rambam says, I hold like Rebbe. That means that Min HaTorah, when I can't attribute it to Kesem, when I can't attribute it to Macholas, Min HaTorah, when I can't attribute it to Macholas, I assume you're Tomei. So now, presumably, I cannot attribute it to a macholas, even if it is pachos mikigris, as long as it's mashuch. No? The Rashba says that mashuch is going to be tahar by Eid She'eino Badok. Shulchan Aruch paskins in Kuf Tzadi Se'if Lamed Vav, right? That Eid She'eino Badok is going to be tahar pachos mikigris b'mashuch. However, right, that might be true only according to the Rashba and the Ravid, who are worried about Dinim Derabbanan here. But for the Rambam, that I'm worried about a Din D'Oraisa, so Mashuch has to be Tamei. So the Alter Rebbe paskins that Mashuch is going to be Tamei in the case of Eid She'eino Badok. Good? He says you should be Choshesh for the Rambam. He has some lashon like a Yari Shammai, you should be Choshesh, or something like that. He says you should be nervous for the Rambam. In the Sidrei Tahara, letter Samach Beis, he paskins that even if it's a din d'oraisa, one could argue that you're going to be tahar b'mashuch, and he tries to defend that as well. But let's review. Again, I'm seeing too many blank faces, which gets me square. Did everyone go through the din lamed vav, lamed zayin, lamed chesin, kuf tzadi? If you did this, I don't think it's that complicated. Maybe you didn't get there yet. Okay? Let's go like this, in this direction. Eid the Shach paskins straight up like the Rabbeinu Chananel, that both by Ras Adam B'Hashdana and by Eish Eino Baduk there is Tumas Kesem. And the Shach says that this is based on a Yerushalmi Perek Beis Halacha Aleph. The problem is that the Yerushalmi does not say that. The Yerushalmi does not say Eid She'eino Baduk. The Yerushalmi's Lashon is Yad She'eino Baduk, no? The Pashtus in the Yerushalmi is that my cloth is checked, but my hands are dirty, no? I've spoken about cases when a woman, let's say, is a nail biter, no? It could be that's a Eid Baduk, but a Yad She'eino Baduk. My hands are dirty! There's blood on my hands, right? I'm salting meat, right? Today people don't salt meat at home. In the olden days, like, there's blood all over the place. Right? So, it's Yad She'eino Baduk. One could be mechalek and say that the Yerushalmi ain't got nothing to do with our sugya. Now, it happens that's funny. The Yerushalmi quotes the same Mekoros that Argamon Yudal on the Beis quotes. But it's talking about Yad She'eino Baduk. There are two different ways of dealing with these types of issues in Yerushalmi. It could be that it's just a tos hadafum in the Yerushalmi. That's tos hadafus, but you pronounce it wrong because it's tos hadafum, right? You have an inder mem sevesamach. Alternatively, and the Yerushalmi means aid, not yad. Alternatively, it could be that the sugya in the Yerushalmi has nothing to do with the sugya in the Bavli. Okay, let's just go back to the Rabbeinu Chananel, because the Ramah paskens like the Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says that Ras Adam B'Hashdana has the halacha of Tomei Mishum Kesem. Ras Adam B'Hashdana is Tomei Mishum Kesem. Do you have the coolest of Ksamim? By a Kesem, Pachos Mikigris is Tahar. Ras Adam B'Hashdana, what about Pachos Mikigris? Ras Adam B'Hashdana, what's the halacha if you see it on Davar She'eino Mekabel Tumah? Now, in the Badei HaShulchan on page 223, in the Beirim, going up to 224, Reb Fivel Cohen quotes, first of all, Pachos Mikigris, he thinks you should be Machmir by Ras Adam B'Hashdana, because also makom is baduk etzom acholas. And therefore, there's no likelihood at all that it came from acholas. You see blood in the toilet, no? What's the halacha? You see blood in the toilet. Has a din of tumas kesem. Well, pachos mikigris is tahar. But apparently, says Reb Fivel, that's not going to help. Because also makom baduk etzom acholas, I can't be make on pachos mikigris. What about davar she'eino mekabel tumah? So is the meraglayim mekabel tumah itself? I see dam on the meraglayim. Is the meraglayim mekabel tumah? So Reb Fivel first says that he thinks meraglayim is mekabel tumah, and then he quotes at the Alter Rebbe in that same maramakom that we gave in Sif Ayin. The Alter Rebbe says that with respect to Eid She'eino Baduk, we don't get which, according to the Ravid, has the dinim of Ksamim, but we don't give the kulos of Ksamim by Eid She'eino Baduk, insofar as a davar She'eino Mekabel Tumah by an Eid She'eino Baduk is going to be Tamei. Usually a Kesem on davar She'eino Mekabel Tumah is okay. Our Bedika cloths are not Mekabel Tumah. Our Bedika cloths are too small. Cotton requires Gimel Tfachim by Gimel Tfachim. Three Tfachim is the share of Lovot, no? Right? We're wearing Sukkah in Yeshiva. Right? Three Tfachim is the share of Lovot. So that would be something like 1, 2, 3. It would be basically like a square, a little bit larger than my pen, and around. That's considerable. Our Bedika cloths are much smaller than that. So, if I have an Eid She'eino Baduk, can I say that it's going to be... Remember, if I have Yoyse Mikigris, it's Tameh Be'ishen Badok. Pachis Mikigris is Tahar. But if it has the rules of Ksamen, so then Eishen Badok should be Tahar. Says the Alter Rebbe, no. Since Eishen Badok, you're doing a Bedika. And by a Bedika, there's a Chshash of Hargasha. So you have to be Machmir on... You have to be machmir on what's it called? That davar she'eino mekabel tuma is not going to be a kula by eicheino badok. That's what the Alter Rebbe writes. Since it's a chashash of a da'i ra'isa. Reb Feivel Cohen extends this to Rasa Dan Bahashtana. He says, Rasa Dan Bahashtana also, you can be, Rasa Dan Bahashtana also, there's a drara de tuma da'iraisa, there's a possibility that came by Hargasha, and therefore it's going to be tume even on a davar she'eino mekabel tuma. Now, according to our analysis, Reb Feivel's equation does not work according to many Mishainim, no? Because the Ravid says that we're more mekel on Rosh Hashanah B'Hashdana than we are on H. Einol Baduk. Right? Now, the Ramah equates them. So it could be that within the Ramah we have to say the same thing, but is there a real chashash da'iraisa by Rasa Dan Bahashtana? Maybe. Reb Feivel is assuming that there is, and therefore he's invoking the Alter Rebbe that's talking about Eich Eino Badok for a case of Rasa Dan Bahashtana. This issue became a cause celeb around 60 years ago, no? There was a great guy in the Papa Rav. The Papa Rav was a Hasidic Rebbe who, pardon the expression, knew how to learn. And the Papa Rav argued that whenever you see blood in a toilet, by definition, the water in the toilet is Einai Mekabel Tuma. Because in the first perek of Mikvavos, we learn that there are Shisha Milos the Mikvah. There are six different dinim of mikvah. Six dinim of mikvah. Mikvah means any stagnant water. Obviously, stagnant water that is arba'im sa'ah is able to give tahara over to other things. But mayim shebekarka is not mekabel tuma, no matter what. And the Mishnah speaks about megevim. Megevim is basically a tiny little puddle. Says the Puparav, the toilet water that we have is like megevim. It's like the first perek. Usually when you learn mikvos in yeshivas, no, you start from the second perek. So from perek beis mishnah gimel, no? Usually you don't do the first perek. Megevim is in the first perek of mikvos. And megevim is the mishnah's case of blood, or not blood, of water, here. Sheish ma'as b'mikvais, Meiv gabayim, shasa tamei v'shasa tar tamei, shasa tamei mali b'kli tahar tamei, etc. The Mishnah says that basically the megevim itself, kozman that's there, is not mekabel tuma. There's a concern that maybe if a tamei person drinks from it, so the tamei person is going to put his tuma into the megevim, and that is tamei, but the megevim itself is not tamei. Again, this is machlokas Rash and Rambam, how to understand the first Mishnah mikvos. But the Papa Rav Tainad, that we could rely on the Mekel Shitas that May gave him, puddle water, is not Tameh. It's not Mekabel Tumah. And therefore, you can be Mekel on cases of a woman who sees Dam in the toilet, because toilet water is not Mekabel Tumah. Ad kan. The Minchas Yitzchak, in the Tshuva and Chelak Tes, I think it's Simon Pei Beis, but I'd have to look it up again. The Minchas Yitzchak Tainus, that like, what Ching talking about? He says, Megevim, right? First of all, most Rishonim assume it really can become Tomei. Second of all, the comparison between May gave him and our case is really not bedafka at all. Our water is wonderful water. And our toilet bowl isn't like May gave him. May gave him is like it's in the ground over here. It might be mechubar to the ground, etc. But it's not really May gave him. The Minchas Yitzchak assumes that, when you see that the water in the toilet is mekabel tuma. L'may nafkamin, if it's mekabel tuma or not. The nafkamina is for this case, no? Now, obviously, they're not assuming like Reb Feivel Cohen in this discussion. Reb Feivel is saying that Rosh Adam Bahashtana has a din of Tumas Kesem even on the Dover She'enai Mekabel Tumah. Because Reb Feivel is equating it to Eid She'enai Baduk and the Alter Rebbe's Chiddush by Eid She'enai Baduk. Now, it happens that by Eid She'enai Baduk, there might be another reason to be Machmir, something that we learned about, which is the Sidrei Tahara. That if I have a dover she'in the mekabel tuma, that's ma'imer ayidei dover mekabel. We spoke about this. That's ma'imer ayidei dover mekabel tuma. So then it all becomes mekabel tuma. So that could be why I should be machmir by eight she'in a baduk. Also, but bekitzur ma'aseh, that whole exciting discussion of whether the toilet has a status and may gave him is lecha ora not shayich to our case according to Reb Feivel. Now, let's just take your question, and then I'll make one other point.
Any more practical questions? So if you're measuring
Kesem, practically, I have not got the foggiest idea. In other words, it spreads out. No, anytime a liquid goes into a liquid, it spreads. I have no idea how you measure Pachis Miki Gris. I guess she remembers it was just a tiny amount.
And we discussed last time about it being not
so good. Oh. So then there's the third question. About maybe the urine is tzavua, no? So I sent Nishayla years ago to Reb Feivel. So Reb Feivel wrote back to me that he felt that it's tzavua bidei shamayim, which according to the Chochmas Adam, does not have a din of tzavua. I don't know. I'm not sure. What about Rabbi Sabolovsky had a different approach? We mentioned that maybe their urine was not merely yellow and it was not savua, but bizman hazeh, maybe you can be mekel because it's savua. That's another approach that we could take. Again, I'm really not sure what to do. The question is the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe is chshash that by age she'eino baduk is a potential do'eraisa. And therefore, we're machmir even on davar she'enu mekabel tuma. His lashon over there is kigoyin davar she'enu mekabel tuma. It's not clear from the Alter Rebbe what would be the halacha on davar tzavua, right? I don't know. I also thought that maybe the better answer to that question of tzavua was that the din of tzavua is only a din on beged tzavua. It's not on anything else at tzavua. That's what we spoke about in terms of the karka olam. And therefore, the water that's savua isn't a beged, so maybe there's no kula over there. Now, the dimyon in the Gemara, this whole conversation is predicated on the dimyon between Eid She'eno Baduk and Ros Adam Behashtana. When you think about it, this dimyon is really hard to understand. Like, what exactly were Chazal thinking when they made this comparison? Right? Ros Adam Behashtana. Okay, what's the concern? The concern is that maybe there's a makkah b'chalcholas, right? That maybe there's a makkah in the urinary bladder. And how on earth is that similar to the case of Eid She'eino Baduk, when the concern is that maybe there was a macholas on the Eid beforehand? Maybe the stain was there beforehand. Like, what's the kesher between them? So, in Lomdus, if you look at the Sidrei Tahara, the end of Us Samach Dalet, the Sidrei Tahara works very hard on trying to explain the dimyon between these cases. And Acharei Kechlos Hakol, again, you have to read the Sidrei Tahara, maybe we should discuss it in Seder tomorrow, I don't know if I have time to go through it now in Shir, but Acharei Kechlos Hakol, the Sidrei Tahara ends up saying that you can be more megal on Ros Adam Bahashtana than Eid She'eino Baduk. Which is the idea that we were trying to develop to argue on Reb Feivel Cohen right? And therefore, maybe we don't carry over all of these, all of the halachos that are found in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Look at Sidre Tahara, the end of Siman Samach Daled. He really works through the entire sugya. Rav Blachman once commented. You guys know who Rav Blachman is? He's like a Rebbe in KBY. So Rav Blachman said that he learned how to learn by reading Sidre Tahara. Read this Sidre Tahara, and he'll be mefapa in the sugya. It's only like 5-6 paragraphs in the Sidre Tahara, and go through it carefully. Because the dimyon in Svara is very hard to understand. Now, I should point out another kula that I saw in that book, Sharei Tahara, which is interesting. You know, we mentioned that an aid is considered baduk, according to the Rashba, the way Paskin Shulchan Aruch. If I checked it at one time and I leave it in a makom where there's a chazaka, that's going to pretty much stay that way. It's not going to likely become dirty. Says the Sharei Tahara, if a woman checks her bedikah cloth beforehand, or the factory checks the bedikah cloths. When you check bedikah cloths, you check them that there's nothing noticeable with the eye, no? I look at them quickly and I check. Often, after a woman does a bedikah, she'll check the cloth much more carefully. And you'll see a tiny little stain on the cloth, no? Many of the married fellows can tell you that often the shaylas that you get are tiny, not much tiny. Ken Zayin, that with respect to these tiny stains, the bedikah cloth is always considered a chain of baduk. Which would mean that with respect to these tiny stains, perhaps we could be metaher. It would also mean that it doesn't count halachically as a bedikah. Right? With these cloths. But this is a tremendous kula. In the Sharei Tahara, he quotes from the Tshuva Zeis Ra'anan, and I heard this years ago from Rabbi Willey. I was looking to try to find Rabbi Willey to discuss it with him again now, find out what he holds for halacha. But I think that this is a kasha, or a svara that's well worth focusing on. Because we could suggest that maybe every bedikah cloth is considered in the factory. Why are bedikah cloths considered baduk? Because someone checked them in the factory years ago, no? When they made the bedikah cloth, someone checked them in the factory. But when they check them, they don't check it so carefully. They don't manage to check it. Now, no one recommends that women should check their bedikah cloths before they actually do a bedikah, because we don't pass them like the Rashba. We don't pass them like Taisus. We pass them like the Rashba, no? If I don't like Taisus, every woman before she does a bedikah should have to check her bedikah. Ask your wives. Do they check their cloths before they do a bedikah? I don't think so. No? According to this svar, the Zeis Ra'anan, you should check it, because Ken Zayin, in the factory, they never checked it well for these tiny little stains. Think about it. I'll have to speak to Rabbi Willig, and Amir Hashem, learn that Sidre Tahara, and Shalom Yisrael. Okay, Deborah, have a good day. What? I can't hear you. Samach Dalet at the end, like the last 5-6 paragraphs of Samach Dalet, yeah. Okay. I just have to walk with me. This is your phone. I'm not sure what to do with it. Oh, thank you. Do you want to email it to me? You want to upload it?
I can upload it.
Thank you.